we are joined here in the studio by Anna Richards of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP. ChapelHillCarboroughNAACP.com is their website for more information about the local chapter. Anna, last time we spoke, it was right before the election.
Right.
Now we're a week after the election.
Right.
You took that day break, and now it's back up and back in the fight, right?
One day is all we can afford,
mm-hmm.
because even with the many victories, which I have to say, you know, really happy for, and there's some that are kind of running under the radar. There
mm-hmm.
were seven black sheriffs elected across North Carolina.
And like the seven biggest counties in the
yeah.
state, right?
Yeah. The judges who were elected, mm-hmm. you know, these are really victories, along, of course, with the doing away of the supermajorities in both the House and the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually the governor might be able to sustain a veto, you know. So some balance there, but
mm-hmm.
There are still, you know, one party is heavily in the majority still.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think trying to get that divided government and balanced government and collaborative government is still going to be a big, big
yeah.
challenge. And then that doesn't even touch on the amendments that were passed.
Right.
So two were defeated. So that's a good thing. But the four that were passed, I think, are going to be definite challenges going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And we're most concerned about the voter ID law, as well as, you know, it's hard to say most concerned, but because I think ultimately, to the extent that interferes with the election process, right, and also the fact that the districts are still so gerrymandered, you know, we've still got these very gerrymandered districts, and that proved so in the election, where
yep.
you actually had more Democratic votes than Republican votes, but because of the way the districts were loaded to the favor one over the other. So there are many, many issues to deal with. The new session starts on the 27th, and we can anticipate a deluge of work to try and get some of the details, because the amendments that passed were largely skeleton amendments, if
mm-hmm.
you want to say. So the devil's in the details, and those details I'm sure they're going to try to ram through in this last session. So no rest for the weary. We'll be there on the 27th, I'm sure, making noise from the gallery.
And again, that's 2 weeks from now. And if you're listening out there and you've missed that date so far, November 27th is the date when the General Assembly is going to be back in kind of a pre-scheduled special session. This was already anticipated, but with a number of items officially on the agenda, including hurricane relief efforts, plus
mm-hmm.
especially for voter ID, because
right.
that was really a skeleton. And there's
yes.
going to need to be, now that it's passed, there's going to need to be legislation to determine exactly how that's going to manifest itself. And then who knows what else? Because we've had special sessions after elections where we'll see. Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing how creative people can be.
Yeah.
So.
And you also mentioned gerrymandering there, too. And you know, you think about the Democrats doing as well as they did
yes.
in this year's election and overcoming the veto-proof majorities in
yes.
the State House and Senate, but still Republicans winning a majority of the seats, even
yes.
though Democrats got a majority of the votes. And really, in the U.S. congressional delegation,
yes.
no change at all there. It's 10-3, and we've talked about this before, where those lines are drawn to make
yes.
it a 10-3 majority.
Yep.
And you think about 2012 was a good year for Democrats.
Yep.
2014 was a good year for Republicans. 2016, decent year for Republicans, but
yep.
more of an even split. 2018, decent year for Democrats. And it's 10-3 every
yep.
single time. It does
every
not
time.
Matter who votes. Yeah.
Well, when you pick the voters,
yep.
as opposed to the voters picking the elected officials,
yeah.
the outcome's predictable.
Which is why those judicial races are so important, because now we've got a lawsuit that just got filed today by Common Cause challenging partisan gerrymandering at the state level.
Yes.
So this wouldn't even go up to the U.S. Supreme
yes.
Court. It would go to the state Supreme Court.
Exactly.
So that Anita Earls over Barbara Jackson election could
victory.
Make a big difference.
Could
yeah.
make a big difference.
Yeah.
Could make a great difference.
Speaking with Anna Richards, Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP. So aside from post-election come down and ramping back up for the special session and what's to come in 2019, what else is on the NAACP's agenda
well,
right now?
Well, you know, we're very interested in some of the things that are going on in the Chapel Hill Carborough School District.
Mm-hmm.
They have a school board meeting coming up this week, and, you know, some of the constraints within the school system and, you know, amplified by the income tax cap. In terms of budgeting, I think we're going to be paying special attention to how funds are being allocated and some of the recent decisions of the school board to allocate funds to limited numbers of students through, whether that's through special language programs or other things that will benefit the students who can do that. But mm-hmm. when we're going to be faced with these huge budget constraints going forward, I think, you know, we are going to be really, really, really looking at what's going on in our school district. And on the other side of that, we've also are paying attention to the whole legislative reforms on reentry and on bail.
Mm-hmm.
So our criminal justice committee has been very involved and active in some of these criminal justice reforms. And so I think out of, you know, as we go forward, housing is another area where we already had a housing problem. And then the flooding that occurred as aftermath of the hurricane displaced a lot of people. So we are involved in discussions around housing alternatives for those people. So there's no shortage of issues in our town, and we try to stay involved in those issues that impact people and make sure that folks have a voice who may not be at the table.
On housing, what progress is being made in those conversations? I know we just got a bond that passed, but...
We got a bond that passed. Honestly, we are in conversation with the city in terms of how that bond money is going to be mm-hmm. spent now that it has, you know, the bond was successful. The last report I had, there's at least going to be a couple of months where people are out
mm-hmm.
and we don't have temporary housing for them. So many of them are, you know, with family, with friends, in hotels and motels. It's not a good situation in our town relative to temporary housing for people who've been displaced by the flooding.
Speaking with Anna Richards, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com is the local branch's chapter. You want more information. You also mentioned criminal justice reform there, and I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but Gene Nickel and Heather Hunt just came out with a report, and I think they just came out with it today, if not this week,
mm-hmm.
on the extent to which state-level legislation is kind of hamstringing local authorities in terms of what they can do.
Exactly.
In terms of doing something about that issue.
So it's going to take the same kind of energy, the same kind of focus for us to determine how we go forward in Orange County on some of these issues. And I think if there is a silver lining in the last 2 years, that I think people understand that democracy is a participatory system
mm-hmm.
and that to the extent that we're engaged and involved, we can have an impact. And so I believe this is just the beginning of the voice of the people being heard and making a difference. And so we've got to get right back in there. As
yep.
I said, we took our day and we're back in looking at the results of the election and how they're going to impact the state and therefore our community going forward.
And getting involved and speaking out and talking with other people about these issues really does make a difference. I mean, as polarized as we are and as locked in as we seem to be on so many different issues, criminal justice reform and the bail system and things like that, those in particular, that's an issue where I think a lot of people have moved and changed their opinion or at least gotten to be aware of the fact that this is an issue that is a problem for a lot of people.
Well, awareness is the key.
That's a huge thing.
And we did a lot. You know, you've had James Williams on, who's our first vice president here, former public defender. He's with a lot of other people, coalition across the county, have really spent a lot of time this last year on just education, showing, you know, 13, the bail trap, having panel discussions. And what we've seen is that awareness has got to be step one. A lot of people, myself included, if I'm honest to say, I knew a little bit about the bail system. The bail trap, that documentary really opened my eyes to how egregious those systems can be, especially of people who don't have the economic means to cough up a several thousand dollar bail, and so they end up in a vicious cycle. So awareness is number one, and I just invite people to try, if you're not aware of some of these issues, there's lots of ways you can become aware, and we're open and happy to have people come and learn with us.
Honor Richards, Chapel Hill Harbor, NAACP. Any other upcoming things that people want to know about?
Well, I can't think of anything off the top. We're looking forward to the 27th, and we'll be there.
Again, General Assembly 2 weeks from now, back in special session. Chapel Hill Harbor, NAACP.com for more information. Honor Richards, thank you so much.
Thank you.